Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, members of the committee. I am Amy Oliver Cook. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Independence Institute. We are a Colorado-centric free market think tank based here in Denver. I'm also the director of the Energy Policy Center there, and just to let you know where we come from, we are free marketeers. We do not believe that subsidies should drive choice in energy resources, so I believe they should be driven by innovation and choices of consumers. We're agnostic, actually, on resource. I'm not gonna bore you by reading the letter. You all have it. I'm also not gonna reiterate what some of others have said, but there are a couple of things I do wanna say. First of all, this bill is forward thinking. This distributed generation is coming because, at least from my perspective, consumers want choice and more control over their own electricity destiny. I also think this bill is necessary. I've heard a lot about the working group. The elephant in the room here is that distributed generation essentially puts consumers in competition with a state-regulated monopoly. I get it. It challenges the prevailing paradigm. This bill, the reason we need this bill is because it puts the PUC back in charge of the rate making for battery storage. There should not be any cost shifting. Whoever buys a battery, and I would love to have one in my house, I admit, I should pay for the whole thing. I don't want another ratepayer to do that. I don't know what the guidelines have been for the working group, but I am troubled that the state-regulated monopoly would be managing a working group that essentially could be consumers in which it could be in competition with. This belongs in the PUC. They have the technology, and they also have the ability to make sure that there isn't cost shifting from non-storage consumers to storage consumers. So that's really all I had to say, because so many others have covered other things. You don't need me to reiterate it, but I am happy to entertain any questions.
Any questions from the committee? I got a quick question. You mentioned about competition with a state-regulated monopoly. A state-regulated monopoly might have invested $1 billion in a generation facility that was then priced to ratepayers, consumers, based on the risk of the plug being pulled from its usage not being there. Okay, so how do you address capital investment that's been made by various entities within the distribution system, whether it be someone like Xcel or just a independent generator who generates wholesale electrons? How do you address their capital investment being priced and then passed on to consumers without the risk being priced in that is kind of attendant in the framework you're describing in terms of freeing up all competition? Ms. Cook.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for that question. We're still paying for it regardless. It's already been passed along to me. All I have to do is look at all the riders on my bill. All this does is allow me to have a battery in my home and possibly charge it at a lower price at night, use it during the day on, July 17th when it's 100 degrees, and if we go to peak pricing or peak demand pricing, which I think we might be headed in that direction, I can use the battery that I have purchased so that I can use it at a lower cost. It also reduces stress on the grid. One less person on the grid is going to reduce some of that load. I'm already going to be paying for that. Trust me, they're going to pass along the rider, and the PUC will make sure that I do. So I'm already paying for it. I feel like I will continue paying for it, and I should also pay for my own battery. I just want to be in charge of my own.
Any questions? Do you have a battery yet?
No, but I want...
There's probably someone here who can help you take care of that.
Sorry,
Senator Kerr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not a question, but a suggestion. You say you want a battery. If it's that you can't afford it, maybe if your husband would go out and get a better paying job, that might help. But that's what my wife always tells me. So I'm just guessing.
Well,
may I answer?
By all means,
Senator Kerr. Thank you for that observation. There's some truth to that. Public service is just that. It is not. It's a labor of love. It's you're not going to get rich doing it. But I will say this on the battery. If we make it easier for consumers like me or somebody else to get a battery, and we drive up competition, we are going to lower the cost of that battery. So that, okay, yes, Tesla is really nice. Likely it's not going to be the one I get. But there will be somebody else who is then able to provide a battery that I can afford and have in my home. That's the beauty of competition.
Senator Neville.
Good to see you, Senator. Good to see you. Ms. Cook, trying to put you in that same pay grade. Not to say that maybe sometimes the public thinks we're overpaid, and I wouldn't argue that sometimes. My question is regarding, you said that Independence Institute is agnostic when it comes to energy sources. Can you talk about where the Independence Institute is on subsidies, particularly taxpayer subsidies for various power sources?
Ms. Cook.
Senator Neville, thank you for the question. We hate them. We don't think any sources should be subsidized. They should come from the demands of a free and innovative market.
Senator Neville.
And I'm not sure, are there any subsidies that are out there right now, whether it be city, county, state, federal, for batteries, for solar batteries?
Ms. Cook.
Thank you for the question, Senator Neville. I don't know that specifically, but if there are, there shouldn't be.
Maybe somebody that Senator Finberg has here with us could answer that question. Because there would be, if we're putting more batteries on, there's a taxpayer cost. That's a question. So appreciate that. Love to have an answer.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.